purple is county, county. Everything that's outside of these purple is city. So city limits. I'm running my cursor over city limits. This little section's county. This turns county, but all of this section.
We're not contiguous on those.
City limits.
Well, no, the city maintains those streets in there now.
They do?
Yeah.
Even this little bitty triangle's county right there.
Sort of a checkerboard in that area.
Yeah, it is.
The city's had those roads for quite a few years.
Have they?
Any other questions for the applicant? April 13th.
Okay.
Will be the public hearing.
All right. Thank you so much.
Again, I'll be in contact with you either towards the end of this week or the first of next week. And we'll
fantastic.
Start the process for next month.
Okay. Sounds good.
All righty. Awesome.
Thank you all.
Have a good evening.
Have a good evening.
So under old and new business, we do have review of traditional zoning code amendment.
All right, the fun part here.
Well, we're going to break our record, Scott.
Oh, no, I got hours of stuff. I told Presley when you guys started looking at your watch and looking around, then we'll cut it short. Nah, it won't take that long.
It's a two-parter.
I can cut it into two parts. So our county commission attorney currently has the code amendment as the county commission and I had revised it. Not a whole lot of revisions. I'll kind of show you some of them. Just kind of an overview of this. There's 53 articles to replace the current development guidance code. Some of the articles address the standard title, use standards, application requirements, and enforcement. There's three articles that address what the county commission's role, planning commission role, and the board of adjustment roles are. There's three articles that define conditional use, which is our old special use. It's redefined as conditional use. And then there's a section on nightly rental and a section on home occupation. Then there's 16 separate articles that address such things as temporary structures, adult entertainment, medical marijuana, motorized vehicle tracks, oil drilling, shooting range, airports, mines, telecom regulations, advertisement regulations, group homes, cluster developments, mobile homes, parking, height limits, and common spaces. Then we have two articles in there that's stormwater and floodplain related. Then there's actually 20 articles that relate to the 20 or the 17 zoning districts, and then each use, and then the uses for each district. So that's just a breakdown of how that new code looks. We went with articles, and our section numbers have changed. It took Presley and I a while to get that ironed out, but we did finally. This would allow you to insert any kind of amendment in the future pretty much indefinitely without having to go to a new article or a new section. You can go .001, .001, and you go, you know, so it just would continue to grow. This was Travis's suggestion, and I think it was well warranted. But here's how they lay out. We tried to get a general flow of the code book, put some things together that related together. And then about Article 29, you get your use regulations, and then you start having all your different zones. So your zoning districts, you would have two agricultural districts, an A1 and an AR. Your A1's agricultural, AR is agricultural residential. Then your residential districts, you have single-family residential, rural, RR1, multifamily, rural residential, RR3. And we'll look at what each one of these defines if you haven't looked in your book yet. Then you have single family resident district, R1. Those are mainly lots. R2 is one and two family residential districts. R3 would be multifamily, anything bigger than one or two family. Now, we went with NR1. We changed the definition. Those are single family residential districts that have nightly rental approval, such as Branson Canyon. That one's a blanket nightly rental. So it really is no special use. We don't have the Division 3 permitting process anymore. So they would have to have their own designation because they would not be an R1 or an RR1. So they are an NR1. So these blanket ones, that whole property where Branson Canyon sits would be NR1 because those are single family homes. Branson Creek, depending on how it goes and you look at it with Travis, NR3 because those are duplexes in that part. MH1 is manufactured homes or a mobile homes subdivision district. And then RV1 is recreational vehicle park districts. So those are your residential districts. I think since you've looked at this last, we've taken RR1 and RR3 and added those. And those are consistent with Stone County, Christian County. And we changed the definition of our R1, NR1 and NR3. Then we have office district 01, two commercial districts, C1, C2, and two manufacturing districts, M1, M2, and then your planned unit development, which is its own district in its own. I'd have to study on it more to fully understand where that would even fit. So we can read each one of these, or you can look at them. I can just kind of give the highlights and then answer any questions. Of course, A1 is just large tracts of land for agricultural. Each of these districts are potentially going to have a color for a map. We're going to keep a hard map, which will be the official map, and we'll have a corresponding digital map that I would assume would be public available viewing. I know some counties do not have that available for the public, but they just have the hard maps. But with our GIS and system we have, I think it'd be easy just to have it. Of course, it'll just be same as your assessors for, it's not the official map. It's just to provide a approximate. Your AR zone is... Again, agricultural tracts that have residents on it, not to exceed one family dwelling per 2 acres. So you could have a big parcel that had 2 or 3 homes on it, but they wouldn't exceed a single family home per 2 acres. Then your rural residential is for detached single family dwelling units on lots over 2 acres in size. And these are more your 2 and 3, 4 acre lots, 5. They're not your larger agricultural tracts, so they're going to be rural residential, RR1. And the same for RR3. It's going to be a larger tract for housing 2 or more families on lots over 2 acres in size. Then you have your R1, which are going to be your standard single-family residential on lots 2 acres or less. And your RRs are ones that are over 2 acres. So once it hits the 2 acres or less, it turns into the single RR residential zone. R2 are for 1 and 2 families, the same, lots 2 acres or less. R3 is your multifamily residential districts, lots 2 acres or less. Then you get into the NR, which are single family nightly rental districts. Single family or nightly rental districts intended to provide for nightly rental of detached single family dwelling units at a density not to exceed 1 dwelling unit per approved lot. Now, in the case of Branson Canyon, those are condo style ownership, so when they sell those, I guess that the footprint of that home is actually the lot or parcel that's sold. They have their own parcel number. And they're sold just as that parcel, so it's one family dwelling unit per that parcel. Then if you had a multi-leveled condo building that's nightly rental, it would fall under the NR3, which is for multifamily. And again, those are districts that have the blanket. Division 3 nightly rental approval for the whole subdivision. MH1 is pretty self-explanatory. It's a mobile home manufactured park or subdivision. Said to require said housing to be located in areas where public or central sewer or water services are available. This is in the new code, so these are the things I want you guys to look at and read. Is that going to fit Taney County? I think if you're going to have a mobile home park, you're going to have to either have a central sewer or your own sewer plant anyway. So RV recreational vehicle park is just as it explains itself. It's an RV park. Also, where public or central sewer and water services are available. Your O districts or office districts. Professional management or other office uses. No use shall be permitted that involves manufacturing, wholesaling, or retail. So this will be office space. Your two C districts for commercial is C1 neighborhood commercial district. And it's intended to accommodate limited retail, service, and office facilities for convenience of the residents and immediate vicinity of the district. The one that comes to mind real quick to me is the Cross Creek one. You know, that one has multi different grocery store, pizza, pharmacy. C1 districts would be located along collectors and higher classified streets. Use limited to those that won't generate substantial increase in traffic in the neighborhood. So if you remember how this works is once we get the map set, then, and that's going to take some time. I'm hoping we have enough time before the end of the year to get that done. And once the map set, then the whole county is zoned to one of these designations. Anytime anybody wants to change a zoning, from A1 to C1, R1 to C1, or from C1 back to R1. Any change in zoning, they have to come before the Planning Commission. So we'll have an application process.
Like Roger would have had to come in and get it rezoned. He would have been.
No, we haven't got that far yet.
Okay.
He would have got a conditional use permit for his AR parcel.
Right.
And I believe that conditional use permit works just like it did in the past. It does not change the zoning. That would be something that you guys would approve. So it won't change the zoning. But any zone change from R1 to C1, a big project, the one over there on Table Rock that just came through, Mark Stills, mm-hmm. that would need to be changed to NR1, single family home. Planning Commission, if they approve it, send it to the county commission based on they approve it for recommendation for approval. The final approval of any zoning change is done by the county commission. So then they have to go before the county commission with the same hearing for approval. So that will be the final stop for zoning changes. And then your C2 is more of a general intended for larger commercial activities, general retail, wholesale nature of a larger community trade. M1 is just light manufacturing or industry. Your M2 is going to be a heavier manufacturing. So under each one of these uses we have, or these zones, we have all these uses listed. So I'm moving to Taney County with a manufacturing business, I need to look at the code book or call me, the administrator, see where M1 is or where I need to try to rezone a parcel to M1 or M2 for my manufacturing. they're not going to have to say, this is what I'm bringing to Taney County. They just have to know that their use will fit under the zoning district that they find or they